One of the strongest advocates of non-violence, Donald Groom, contributed much to the life of the Australian Quaker movement, even though his time here was short. He was born in England in 1914, a few months before the outbreak of World War I, and his early life was greatly affected by his father's decision as a Quaker to be a conscientious objector, and the consequent ill-treatment his father endured. He became aware of the importance of valuing each person. He studied accountancy and secretarial work through the cooperative movement and took university tutorial courses through the Workers' Educational Association. After Donald attended the International Young Friends Conference in 1938, he felt led to offer for service in Spain during the Civil War to help children and infirm victims. He then moved to Paris to become Director of Relief for Spain. He met there a young Indian who spoke of Gandhi's efforts to achieve independence in India through non-violent means, and this inspired Donald's interest. He married Erica Hodgkin, another Quaker, in 1939, and they went together to India in 1940, where they served until 1956, when Erica returned to England with their three children, all of whom later moved to Australia. Donald became closely associated with Mahatma Gandhi, learned Hindi, and took responsibility for the rural development work at Rasulia Friends Centre. He helped plan the World Pacifist Meeting in India after Gandhi's death, and launched the Fellowship of Friends of Truth, an attempt to bring members of several great faiths of India into a union of hearts. After the family left, he spent 5 years working with Vinoba Bhave in the land gifts movement and walked over 5,000 miles during that period. When Donald returned to England in 1961, he spent time as field secretary for the Friends Peace Committee and as general secretary of the National Peace Council. He campaigned for funds to assist Indian land gift villages and vital works such as seed banks, water supplies, and equipment for village industry. He also undertook two lecture tours of the USA for the American Friends Service Committee. In 1970, Donald and Erica moved to Australia, and Donald became the first paid secretary for Australian Quakers. His skill in communicating with others and inspiring young people especially, soon became evident through his presence among friends and others in Australia. Through Schools for Nonviolence, he helped many who were facing conscription under the National Service Act. He encouraged greater awareness of Asia and of Indigenous Australians. He had a genuine humility that enabled others to fulfil their potential. Tragically, Donald Groom was killed in a plane accident near Delhi in 1972 while visiting India en route from London, where he'd been attending meetings of War Resisters International and helping plan the Friends World Committee's international meeting to be held in Sydney in 1973. Typically, his Indian stopover had been so that he could meet Indian leaders whose friendship he had earned over the years. Tributes flowed from around the world. In reflecting on his life, Donald Groom said in 1970 that, quote, "I only had a strange sense of call which gave me a certainty that the future would unveil itself step by step. It was my membership of the Society of Friends which made it possible for me to find a channel of expression," end of quote. Donald's approach to non-violence was based on a firm view that war and preparation for war brutalise all involved, and that non-violence expresses the worth and dignity of people. He saw non-violence as requiring an act of faith, based on a belief in the responsiveness of others to an appeal to their higher selves. In her biography of Donald Groom, Victoria Rigney says, quote, "Donald constantly balanced silence and speech, action and reflection. He struggled also with the dilemmas of commitment to family and to public life, to the village as opposed to the city, to politics and religion, to large-scale development and conservation, to elected government and popular movements. End of quote. After his death, Australian Quakers established a Donald Groom Fund to promote non-violence, especially in the Asia-Pacific region, and this has continued to support significant and often radical initiatives by individuals and groups over the years. This is David Purnell, and for this talk I've used material from the Dictionary of Australian Quaker Biography, the British Quaker Journal The Friend, and the biography by Victoria Rigney, Peace Comes Walking, published in 2002.